Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Today is Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. It is 4 p.m. We are in City Chambers, and I call the City Commission regular meeting to order. Commissioners present are Commissioner McDowell, Commissioner Stokes, myself, Mayor Langdon, Vice Mayor White, and Commissioner Emmerich. There is a quorum present for this meeting. Also present are City Manager Fletcher, City Attorney Slayton, Assistant City Clerk, that's not Adrian, Mr. Powell, and Assistant City Clerk Adrian Gianelli. I got that. And up in the back, we have Deputy Chief. I think we have several. Oh, the full Chief Garrison. Hello, sir. And we have the full Chief and Chief Titus. Lydia Tower, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like a motion to approve today's agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda as presented, made by Commissioner Emmerich and seconded by Commissioner McDowell. Let's vote, please. I don't have my tally screen. Just came up. And that motion passes 5-0. Assistant City Clerk, do we have any online public comment?
We do not.
I do have one in-house, Mr. Timothy Doyle. If you would come up, please, you have 3 minutes.
How you doing, guys? My name's Timothy Doyle. Some of you guys know me already. I started a new profession. I am retired. I am now the town crier. The politicians are really ripping us off in this country. They're not doing their jobs. The national debt's at $32 trillion. The average person in this country owes $94,000 if you're single. I believe it's almost, $280,000 as a family. And the reason why I'm here is I'm showing you my uniform. So if you see me out on the streets with my bullhorn, I am not Antifa. I am the town crier. I am not a protester. I am a town crier. The media today lies through its teeth, gives falsehoods, half-truths. For the little guys here, a town crier is an old position where people would stand on the town square and read the news of the day. So that's my new position. I put my name on my shirt. Everybody knows who I am. I have a couple mottos on my shirt. You've heard me say them before. Live free or die. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's my goal. The reason why I'm here is I'm telling you that I'm changing my phone number. I recently had a visit from one of the Sarasota sheriffs coming to my door because he didn't let me call him one of the congressmen. And I'm changing my tune here because the kids are here. I would be saying a lot more. I'm going to leave it at that. I'll take my 5 minutes after, or whatever it is at the end. But I'm a town crier. And I hope you guys understand the difference.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to the welcoming of new employees, item number 23-0199. City Manager, this is your item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We are here to welcome our new employees, and Sandy Knowles from our HR department is going to introduce them on behalf of Christine McDade, our HR Director.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Sandy Knowles, Human Resources, Risk and Benefits Manager. So thank you all for coming to welcome our new employees. That's why you all are here, right? Yeah, great. As I call your name, if you could please stand up so we could recognize you, that would be fantastic. In the city clerk's office, Matthew Powell. In IT, we have Jenna Showers. Fire and Rescue, we have Stacy Alicia. Neighborhood Development Services, we have Kaylee Muhammad. And we have Miriam Schaefer. Parks and Rec, we have Kelly DeCastro. Holly Birch. Kyle Ladwig. Robert Mancini. Alexander Sisson. Thomas Mariano. And Stephen Markusik. For the police department, we have Jonathan Cross. Sirkan Kaya. Robin West. Oh, but wait, there's more. Public Works, we have Lily Beth Ruiz Vasquez. Rita Pires. Anthony Manguso. Stephen Robinette. Robert Eversole. Tanner Lyon. Matthew Murphy. John Pershinio. To wrap it up in utilities, we have Karen Nix. And Nathan Gallant. Welcome to the city of Northport. We are really glad to have you with us and look forward to a long career. And thank you all for your applause. You're fantastic. Thank you.
It's time to give out our proclamations and recognitions. If all of my fellow commissioners would join me downstairs.
I think so.
Mayor,
yes.
Pardon the interruption, but we do need to be on the intercom system. So if we could either find a way to get a microphone or perhaps move back to the podium or somewhere else where there is a microphone.
Will that help?
This might work. I might have to. Yeah. Oh, you got it? We can do that.
Improvise.
Proclamation. Whereas the 9U baseball team has taken the AAU by storm this past fall, the team, made up of 11 young boys and one young girl, consistently improved throughout the season and has the hardware to prove it. And whereas, with a 24-7 record, The team brought home 3 first-place finishes, 3 second-place finishes, and 1 third-place finish during their 2022 fall campaign. Currently, the team is set to start their spring season. This season could lead them to making history for Northport, Florida. The 9 rivals are ranked number 1 in the state as well as number 1 nationally, and whereas it is the team goal to be named national champions when they wrap up their spring campaign. If there's a team that can do it, it's this 9U Rivals team. Each player has demonstrated a desire to be the best baseball player he or she can be. Now, therefore, we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, do hereby recognize the 9U Rivals for creating success on the field, one game at a time, and encourage the citizens of the City of Northport, Florida, to recognize each player for their achievement and recognize the families who support the players and cheer them on at each game. Let's go, Rivals. Thank you, guys. I know that this is just a great honor for us to give these kids this recognition that they've earned, okay? And we appreciate you guys and honoring them and giving them this proclamation. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, not only by these guys and the coaches, but the families as well. And also, it becomes very expensive. So we're out there. You see us. We're always trying to raise money and things like that. You can look at us on our Facebook page. We're always having some kind of a fundraiser going, trying to raise money for these guys so that their families don't have to come too much out of pocket for all this. And we just appreciate the city's support. Anytime we're out somewhere, people are always, you know, dropping a $5 bill in something, or businesses, local businesses, are, you know, sponsoring us and doing those kinds of things. So we appreciate that support. But really, this is about them and their hard work. They went from a 500 8U team, just a little bit over 500. I mean, they won just about half their games, to a team that was 24-7 in the fall. And like I said, really improved. And right now they're ranked number 1, not only in Florida, but number 1 in the, what did I say, nation, right? She hates it when I say country. So in the nation. So it's pretty impressive what they do. Just last weekend they competed in their first one. They finished third place, but we had to go up to a 10U division because they've jumped us from what, double A, single A, double A, triple A, all the way up to majors division, and they can't even compete against some of the 9U teams that are around here. So we've got to do a lot of traveling. That means a lot of traveling on the families, a lot of commitment from them, hotels and everything like that. But they've worked at it, and they're really willing to put the work in and finish this off. So we appreciate it, and again, thank you guys for everything. Thank you so much. Here, come on in a little bit, guys. Come on. Just don't stand behind Stevie. I'll stand behind Stevie. Block me. Tell them that too. They do a great job. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
So awesome. Thank you so much.
I'd like to call up Lydia Tower. If you'd come up, please. It is a pleasure and an honor for me to provide a key to the city posthumously to Fred Tower, to his lovely wife, Lydia. And I just want to say that the key to the city is the highest honor that the city bestows on a resident or a visitor for our city. And it's only given to those folks who make a really significant contribution to our community. So it's an honor and a privilege to award Lydia Fred's key to the city. Thank you for sharing him with us for so many years.
And thank you. It's a tremendous honor. Thank you.
This is a certificate of appreciation presented to Stephanie Gibson in recognition of her personal commitment and dedication to the city of Northport while serving on the Charter Review Advisory Board from May 11, 2021 through December 13th of 2022. We'll be sure and get this out to her.
Thank you. A certificate of appreciation is hereby presented to James Shadell in recognition of your personal commitment and dedication to the city of Northport while serving on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board from December 11, 2018 through December 8, 2022. Presented this second day of February, 2023.
All right, this is a certificate of appreciation for Carol Ann Palm Abernoff in recognition of her personal commitment and dedication to the city of Northport while serving on the Planning and Zoning Advisory Board from January 11th, 2022 through December 28th, 2022.
And now we have a very special recognition award. Would Donna Suggs and Michelle Cassell please come down? Are they here? I hope that, there they are. Come on down, ladies. Is there anyone on staff who would like to make this presentation? I think I see someone coming down.
Right up here, front and center, darling.
Thank you. For those of you who don't know Miss Donna, as we refer to her, and her daughter Michelle, who not only are they employees of the city who do a great job, but they're also our elves at Christmas. Miss Donna is our head elf, and her daughter is our head elf's assistant. We all know the city had a really tough time this year. We had a horrible event that we're all still recovering from. And even though they had their own things to deal with, they felt it was important to continue a tradition that they have maintained here at the city to decorate the inside of City Hall for Christmas. And with what we were dealing with as a community, as, you know, residents who were trying to put things back together, and as a city that was trying to do what we could to support our residents and our businesses, they felt that was just especially important this year to give people something they could come to that, for one thing, wasn't wet or had a roof, but somewhere where they could come and celebrate the season and enjoy some fun with their kids. And we had so many families who came here and had pictures taken in front of the Christmas tree in City Hall because they didn't have a Christmas tree at home this year to be able to do that. It was very meaningful this year. And we want to give you this as a thank you for all you've done to maintain that tradition, but especially how much it meant to not just the employees in City Hall, but to the entire community this year. And you do a great job, and we're so grateful for it. So thank you so much. This plaque says thank you for all you do. We do greatly appreciate all of the time, talent, and effort that you put forth to make Northport City Hall a magical Christmas wonderland. And
I also just want to take a moment to thank the girls that you work with.
Oh, no.
You work with some ladies, and if they'll stand up, they not only helped Miss Donna, but they covered a lot of things in the call center, a lot of time, because this takes hours and hours and hours to do. And those ladies were very flexible and generous in their time as well to ensure that Miss Donna was able to spend the time that she needed to give us all that gift. So thank you.
Pictures.
I know this is Donna's favorite thing in the whole world.
Did we bake anything for this occasion? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Donna.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
everything that you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's me.
Okay, let's go back up and finish the meeting.
Yes. People still need to sign that.
No, they're already
did everybody sign them? What's that? All right, now.
Moving on to public comment. We did receive a card for an earlier agenda item, for public comment for an earlier item, but there was no scheduled public comment for that. So, Mr. Doyle, if you would come up.
This is
your last one.
All right. On this form that I fill out for you, I say if I say anything here, it's perjury. Am I reading this form correct, right? So I would perjure myself. I would hope the town employees and the Sarasota Sheriff's Office would be held to the same standard. As I said, they came to my door because I said I hate something. I've told you this before in this hall. You have me on recordings. I hate liars. I told you before, I had tens of thousands of people work for me over my career. They could steal deposits from me, and I might not fire them. If they told me the truth and paid me back the money, because even good people make mistakes sometimes, or they have children and they can't make ends meet. And due to the room, I'm gonna walk away and talk to the police chief on everything else I wanna talk about. And I hope you respect that because I'm respecting the room.
Thank you, sir. Assistant City Clerk, is there any online public comment?
We do not.
Am I too late?
Yeah, what? Pass it out.
Fill it out.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sure, why not?
We're all here for you. Go ahead, Mr. Badalata. You have 3 minutes.
Good afternoon. I got to say something. I can take this. Let me take this off. I've got to say something about Fred Tower. Everybody here knows Fred Tower, city commissioner. But if you've ever gone to a meeting in this town, Fred was there. Government affairs, Fred was there. Economic development, Fred was there. Day at the races, or night at the races, Fred was there. The Art Center, Fred was there. Ribbon cutting, Fred was there. Committee meetings, commission meetings, Fred was there. Chamber events, Fred was there. If you need someone to volunteer, call Fred. He'd be there. If you need a leader, Fred was there. I don't know how, did you ever get to know him at all? He was always there, but you know what was interesting? So was Lydia and Nina. And I tell you, as a friend, we're going to miss him. He was always there.
Thank you, sir. Well, it is. We have concluded our agenda for today. It is 4:25 p.m., and I adjourn this meeting.